what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Remember when we didn't have any local sports talk? There was nothing going on. Well, now it's popping up a tad bit more frequently now that the restrictions are loosening up throughout the state. Here we are, middle of June, and it was a couple of big weeks for high school basketball. Both Carbon and Emory traveled on the road to Manti and Enterprise. Two camps in 2 weeks, really the only summer camps of the summer for both squads. We talked to Emory basketball coach Jeff Cintanares before. Today, we're going to talk to Carbon High School basketball coach Jared Butler. He's going into year two of his tenure as head coach at Carbon High School. And coach, it's a pleasure to get you back on the show today. Thank you for the time.
Hey, thanks, Jordan.
Coach, I know it's been a little bit of a different time, especially as far as off-season workouts are concerned. I know that Carbon, like Emory, got to go to a couple of team camps, and we'll talk about those in just a moment. But how has the COVID-19 pandemic messed with your original off-season plans?
Well, they're for that, a month or two or so, a month and a half. We weren't allowed to get together at all, and we weren't even allowed to have any kind of practice or open gym, whatever you wanted to call it. So kids were kind of on their own, and so that was a lot different. I just kind of encourage them to work out when they can and do as much as possible.
I know that's always difficult, though, right? You hope the kids are doing it, but at the end of the day, they are kids. So when you get a chance to look at the kids for the first time in the open gym, coach, were you pleased with the way they had at least maybe attempted to stay in shape?
Yeah, I think you could tell some of them that were rusty, that hadn't done a whole lot, and then some you could tell had been in a gym and shot. And I think all of them, for the most part, their legs weren't under them as much as they needed to be, but that's kind of how that all works, But they get with it pretty quick. I didn't see much of a problem when we first got going to our camp. So,
but looking at the team, coach, that you would expect to return this year, I know there were a lot of underclassmen, which is a great thing. You going into year two as head coach of this program, only to lose a couple of seniors off of last year's squad. Nonetheless, this team should have a lot of experience, and I'm assuming that was on display over the last couple of weeks.
The one camp only wanted us to bring 10 players, and they had us temperature check and go through a lot of different things. The other one had us sign papers and say, they're just covering themselves with things. But we were only able to bring 10 on the one, and so that's what we did with the second one as well. But there's three juniors that are pushing to be right in the mix of that as well. So we should have a lot of experience, and those juniors really shine at this camp, both of them. So it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, there's no question about it. There's no question about it. Coach, let's talk about some of the returners and some of the things that you're looking for from these kids. Obviously, year two, expectations rise a little bit. They're familiar with the system. They're familiar with your expectations and your coaching staff's expectations as well. So what's your message to these seniors who were juniors last year?
Mostly just an effort thing. That's one thing that the juniors are bringing is they just play hard. They play really hard every time they get on the court, and that's going to be something that will be needed. And I think that should be with all basketball players, you would hope, but sometimes some of them just kind of want to coast through things a little bit. So that's going to be the main thing. And then we're going to have to discuss roles and how we can best make us as a team gel. And that might be kind of hard sometimes for some kids, but I think it'd be fine to just go down and do whatever, but as a coaching staff, we can see who does what better and who might be better doing this, that, and the other as a rebounding role or as a, So we're going to have to look at some things and discuss things. And once we've chosen our team, really sit them down, each player, and kind of discuss what we're seeing that way. It might be, you know, at the end of this little summer thing, it might be a thing of, are you fine as a senior seeing a junior take some of the minutes? And that's, and if it's not, then that might be a thing where we might have to cut someone. And I, you know, there's our team right now with these seniors, there's four or five that are just the same exact type player. And it would be really hard to cut one over the other. And I think they, every one of them has something they can contribute to our team. So I would just as soon keep a deeper team this way and have a lot of experience. And that's one thing I noticed when we did go to the bench in any of these games, there wasn't a drop-off at all. So, and sometimes there was even a push. So we're trying to figure it all out. Last year I went through quite a few lineups trying to get to where we want. I don't want to have to do that. I hope that we can kind of see who we're going to go with and then have the others help. But we still haven't gotten that figured out as of this point yet. But we're, you know, we're going to go forward with it.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jared Butler of the Carbon High School basketball team. Coach, let's take it back to the Enterprise camp. Talk to me about some of the things that you saw there, some of the things you liked, and the outcome that your team encountered at Enterprise.
We've got the ability to run this year. We have some kids that want to just run the lanes, and when we take care of the ball and do it correctly, you know, we really shine. We have some good shooters on the team. We've got a little bit more, I would say, with Preston, a little bit more inside presence with him wanting to play with his back to the basket, as well as he's a tough guard if he gets playing the way he can. Still got some things to work on the defensive end, and I would like to see him rebound a little better than he's been, but he works and he's a competitor, so it's going to be fun. But I really liked a couple of the times down there. We got in trouble with the Cedar team. They started to just shoot lights out. They all five kids on the team hit a couple of threes, one three at least, so we went to a man, and then they were penetrating around us, and it you know, they got a big lead on us, and then it was tough after that. But we've got some things to work on with our defense. We have a lot of things to work on, but I, you know, for the most part, it was a good open camp. We won a couple and lost a couple, so felt pretty good about it.
Did you notice any big improvements between the Enterprise and Manti camp at all, Coach?
Not well. You know, it's just a week later, and we practiced a couple of times. I had a talk with these young men. We played North Sevier, and we did okay. I think we won by 12 or 14, but then we ran into North Sampete, and it was a really rough game. They beat us by 20 or something. And you know, before the game, I heard the young men talking and saying, "Hey, you know, this team beat us last year, the JV." I think they kind of psyched themselves out. I think we have a lot of work as a staff to figure out how to prepare them to mentally be tough, and you know, just know that this is a whole different team we have, and they don't need to be psyched out, and you know, they. And I thought that's what it was. North Sampete is a solid team, but they're not a better team than us in that regard, is the way they looked the other night. And then I thought they responded after we had a discussion about that. The next morning we played Union, and it was the best game I've seen them play. You know, they ran. I think we put 80 points on the board in a 20-minute running half.
Coach, I know that the remainder of the summer is different now, just by the way things happened at the beginning of the summer. So as far as team traveling camps, is that it for this Carbon team, or do you guys have anything else in the future here over the next month and a half?
Yeah, that's it. We had one more camp that was canceled because of this. And so we will have in July, I'll give them room to work around their baseball and football and everything, but we will have some practices. But as far as camps go, that's going to be it. So,
well, Coach, it's definitely good to start talking basketball again. I know it is only the summer months, but before you know it, that long winter sports season will be here, and it's always positive to be talking about the kids doing something now that we're back and able to do so. So I definitely appreciate you taking out the time once again to join us and to give us an update on the camps.
Yeah, it is, Jordan, and before we know it, it's going to be, and we're just hoping that school resumes and we can get back to somewhat of a normal life. But I am excited just looking at all the teams throughout our region, and these guys on our team need to understand we can be right in the mix. But I think a big part of it is going to be whether they believe that or not, and it's obviously our job to help them see and somehow do, because I mean, just looking around and seeing some of the teams, I was just, I'm really excited going into this year and what might happen if we can get things rolling correctly. So,
well, Coach, again, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us. Hopefully we'll talk again real soon. And in the meantime, enjoy summer vacation.
Okay. Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Jared Butler again of the Carbon Dino boys basketball team talking about the summer workout programs. Both teams, Carbon and Emory, wrapping up the summer workouts in Enterprise last week. We're going to break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we're going to move over to talk Major League Baseball. The players respond to the owners as far as the proposals that have been submitted. Plus, we'll talk the draft, Major League Baseball draft, picking up today. That's coming up next when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.